Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Trina Kirkland. Date of birth is 5/26/1971. Date of procedure is December 13, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Jose Benji. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare, polypectomy, and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is screening for colon cancer. Description of procedure: informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion tissue, malignancy, all explained to the patient. Period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position. Sedators for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care. Period. A digital rectal examination was normal. Period. A well-lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examinations made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum. Period. Retroflex II was obtained at the rectum. Period. Bowel preparation was port, period. Boston bowel prep score was 5/2-2-1, period. The patient saw his procedure well without any complications. Withdrawal time was over 9 minutes. Findings, number one, there was there were two ascending colon sessile polyps. One was removed with cold snare polypectomy, and the other was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. The one with cold snare was approximately 10 millimeters in size, and the one with cold biopsy was diminutive. There was a hepatic flexure diminutive polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy, and there was a transverse colon sessile polyp removed diminutive in size removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Small non-bleeding internal hemorrhoids were noted on retroflexion. Otherwise, the visualized portion of the colonic mucosa appeared unremarkable. There was evidence of some liquid stool debris limiting visualization with some solid particles throughout, particularly of the left colon. Plan due to the poor prep would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months for reevaluation.